Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We've got a guy on the phone for a second date update. His name is Chase. Chase.
You like that name,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah, Chase. That's one of those cool guy names that I always wish that my parents had chosen for me when I was younger.
You're right.
Really?
What up? It's Chase.
Chase. That's always a cool kid.
Dude,
but
okay.
Instead, they gave me, you know, lady repellent name, Jeffrey.
Yeah. At least it's not spelled G-E-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a Jeffrey.
I mean.
Yeah, it could have been worse, I guess.
Yeah.
But still didn't stand a chance anyway. In his email, Chase says he doesn't know why his date left early, but he's hoping he can turn things around and maybe make it to fifth base with her.
I'm just hoping Jeffrey keeps his panties on during this next second date.
Then we'll see. Chase.
Yeah. I didn't even know he wore panties.
I bet he plays a guitar, too.
Yeah. You play guitar, Chase?
No, I don't.
Disappointing. Skateboard? Where are you at, Chase? You do something.
You do something cool.
Yeah, I live in Vegas.
There we go.
Okay, that's a total Chase Vegas.
Typical
thing.
Chase move.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell us about the girl you want us to call today, Chase. What's her name?
Her name is Rachel.
Okay, and how'd you meet Rachel?
Well, you know, we met on Tinder.
Okay.
She was hot. She had a nice face, crooked smile, you know.
Crooked smile.
Yeah, that's cute.
Is it?
Yeah. You,
like smirk?
Right.
She had the little, like, pirate vibe going to her. You know what I mean? Like.
Okay, now you lost me.
Yeah.
She has one eye and a parrot on the shoulder.
A little bit of scurvy going on.
Eye patch, wooden leg.
Oh, I got that vitamin C for you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the pirate you're talking about. I'm talking about, like, the hot Hollywood pirate, like, in the movies and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, like
all right.
Scarlett Johansson.
You found yourself a naughty little pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell her that?
Oh, absolutely. I did tell her that. I was like, you know what? This might be a little awkward, but it kind of reminded me of like a pirate. And she like, of course, she didn't know how to take that like you guys did, but I explained it to her and she was with it. I guarantee she was with it.
I don't know.
Well, hey, man, if it works, then it works.
If someone called me a pirate, I could not stop but do pirate voice the rest of the day. Like,
I know, like, how do you take that seriously?
Shiver me timbers. You want my booty.
So what did you and Pirate Girl do for your date?
You know, I was hoping for it to, like, end quick, you know, so we can go back and make some bed creaking noises, like some...
What?
Oh, dang.
What did you just say? You didn't want your date to last because you just wanted to go home? Oh, my God.
He just wanted to make the noises with his mouth. He didn't want to actually do
anything.
Chase,
that was terrible.
I mean, come on. It's Tinder. It's a Tinder hookup.
Yeah, come on. He called her a pirate, Brooke. What do you expect?
Okay, I guess I'm on board.
All right.
So we just went and got some milkshakes, you know. It was super chill. Just hung out, talked.
What? You are all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, at one minute, I'm thinking that you're just going to go take a couple shots and head back to your house, and you're out getting milkshakes?
Well, that's why I got to keep him on the toes. Like, I can't have her guessing the next move I'm going to do. I need to keep her, you know.
All right.
So what did you and Rachel do on your day? What did you guys talk about?
Well, like I said, we were just chilling, shooting the, you know, stuff, and I told her about my bar that I want to open up. It's actually a tequila bar.
Mm-hmm.
A tequila bar?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dude, I love
all right.
It.
The bartenders are going to be totally hot. I mean, they're straight up like models during the day, and then at night they come work.
Of course.
So you guys just want to go to the part. The only idea he has is hiring hot chicks.
That's
not really a business plan.
You don't need to have a business plan if you have hot chicks behind the bar.
20 shots, please, right now.
No, I'm not telling you everything. I'm just giving you highlights here and there, or else I can't tell you guys the entire bar. But, you know, I even got the name.
What's that?
The Worm.
The Worm. Oh, the Worm on the bottom of a
tequila bar. Okay.
Thinking about the little worm in all boys' pants. Not the
Brooke's always trying to
Brooke should already be not allowed inside your bar, by the way.
Okay.
So let's get back to the date. What happened after you guys had milkshakes together?
I mean, I wanted to have her come to my place, so like I whipped out my phone, showed her some pictures, you know, showed her my hot tub, you know what I mean? And
You have a hot tub?
Of course you have
Chase.
A hot tub. Well, I bet it hasn't been cleaned in a month and a half either, Chase.
It's actually just a bucket that he puts hot water into. Blow some bubbles in there.
No. It's not even that.
Yeah, it's so foamy. Yeah. That is a foamy hot tub.
So
I guarantee
bad.
It.
So, like, yeah, I was showing her pictures of my place and all, and then, like, all of a sudden she acted like, I don't know, she made, like, a weird face, and she was looking down on her phone, and then here it comes, you know, oh, I got a text. I have to go. And I'm like, I didn't hear a buzz. I didn't, like, feel the vibration of the table. Like, I felt like she just kind of faked that.
It is a pretty, like, solid go-to move if you need to get out of a date.
Oh, classic.
Well, did she say what the text was?
She's like, it's an emergency. And I was like, well, I mean, I can help you. And she goes, no, it's not that kind of an emergency.
Okay. Yeah. Now that's...
Whatever that's supposed to mean. I don't get it's, that.
It sounds like the emergency was her leaving. That's pretty clear that she apparently saw something and was not into it.
Yeah, but the first 20 minutes, it wasn't like that. Like, it was a good time. Like, she was laughing, smiling. I mean, I thought I was funny, you know what I mean? But so that's why I think it's kind of sketchy, because she went from 0 to 100, like, real quick. Like, all of a sudden, she was just not in it.
And girls,
so 100
not...
to 0.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
And girls do not say no to jacuzzis. Nobody does.
That
so
is not true,
something
dude.
Bad.
There is a lot of women that won't get in those.
No, she's actually very right. That's actually a first for me. Nobody has ever denied this jacuzzi.
See?
Trust me, I've had this picture on my phone for, like, 2 years, and nobody ever denies it.
I wouldn't.
Okay, so you want to get Rachel back on the phone so you can seal the deal.
Yeah, I just want to see what's up.
Yeah, right. I mean, it is pretty amazing to go in 20 minutes from she's all in to absolutely no way.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her?
I've texted her, haven't gotten nothing back, so, like, I feel like she's ghosting me a little bit.
Yeah,
pirate
she for
ghost.
Sure is. Yeah. Pirate ghost?
Ghost pirate? Oh, man. All right, well, we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We're going to call Rachel for you and try and get you your second date update. All right, Chase?
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man, hold on. Right now, there are ladies all over the country who are sliding out of their undies and tossing them straight at the radio.
You mean ladies? Really? I am too, bro.
Are they?
Well, because we're on the phone with the master of seduction. His name is Chase.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And Chase recently went out with a girl named Rachel, who he describes as a sexy pirate type. You know the kind. And then they went out for milkshakes. They discussed his idea for a tequila bar. And he invited her back to his place for a little soak in his hot tub.
Hot tub action, baby. Uh-huh.
And that's when she claimed to get a text from a friend saying it was an emergency and she had to get going.
Dang it.
And let's also remember that all this happened in a 20-minute period.
Yeah.
It's very fast.
Well, you can't plan for when these emergencies happen.
Yeah, I guess. Totally.
Isn't that right, Chase?
Hey, I mean, you gotta always be prepared. Come on.
I gotta keep the hot tub warm at all times.
Is there anything in you that believes that maybe she actually did tell the truth and had an emergency?
The way that the date was going, I don't see it, but we'll see. This is where you guys are gonna try to help me out, and I even throw you guys a little incentive.
Oh.
You guys listening up?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Chase has got an offer for us.
All right.
All right. So you guys know that I'm going to be opening my bar very soon.
Yeah.
If you guys get me another date with this girl so I can seal the deal as a round of shots on me at my new bar.
Yeah.
I guess that's better than the hot tub invite that I thought we were about to get, so I'll take it.
No, let's just do the bar first, and then we'll see.
Okay.
All right.
Brooke, I bet you are invited to the hot tub, maybe not Jeff and I.
We'll see what happens
go,
with
Brooke.
That.
Brooke, think about it, all right?
Okay.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I'll think about it there, Chase.
FT-dubs.
Yeah,
oh, right, the name of your bar.
Right, all right.
All right.
Okay, well, let's get back to the second date update. Yes. We're going to call Rachel for you right now, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's dial the phone number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Rachel, please?
This is her.
Hi, Rachel. This is young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Does that impress you?
You can say no, it's okay.
It doesn't impress
many people.
What if I told you I have a hot tub?
What's going on?
I apologize. We're doing a radio show here, and on our show we have a segment called The Second Date Update. That's what we're doing with you today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can tell that you're a little bit confused. I'll keep explaining. A second date update is where if you go out with someone and afterwards you're not calling them back, that person can email us and ask us to reach out to the person that they want us to, and we'll try and figure out the reason why.
I don't, like, who's doing this?
Well, It's a very sensual man named Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Didn't see that coming.
Do you remember who we're talking about? I mean, I feel like it's probably pretty hard to not remember Chase. He definitely left an impression on us. Did he leave a good impression on you, or an impression? I don't know about good or not.
Like, what did he tell you?
Well, he told us that you guys met on Tinder.
Okay.
That he thought you were a sexy pirate, or like a sexy pirate.
Yeah.
She does like the sexy pirate thing.
Okay.
We were a little shocked that that would work, but yeah, apparently it did. Chase also said that he took you out for milkshakes.
Yeah, that was weird.
See, I thought that so too. Weird. I was like, okay, Chase, he's talking about a sexy pirate. You're obviously going to get shots, right? Am
yeah.
I right? Was that what you were thinking too?
Well, he just gave me an address to meet him at. And so, like, I thought I knew where it was. So I didn't really put it into the GPS or anything. And I get to his parking lot, and I'm like, this can't be it. And then I put it into the GPS. And it is, because he was meeting me at a Burger King.
It's just not maybe the best first date impression, I think, is, you know, fast food you kind of want to steer away from.
Right.
I mean, location aside, what did you think of him?
You know, I mean, he's cute and he's very confident,
yeah.
But I think the more that he talks, the more douchey he gets.
Yeah. He wasn't cute enough to, like, compensate for that?
No, because then he started bragging about some bar that he's going to open with, like, all these hot models.
FGW. Yeah.
He told us about that.
He was just throwing everything at me. He said that he had a boat.
A boat? And, of course Chase did.
Whoa.
So I said, oh, like, what kind of boat is it? And he's like, oh, well, actually, it's not my boat. It's my friend's boat.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah.
Well, dude, when you're a young guy, if your friend has a boat, it is your boat.
Literally.
Right.
I eventually pretended to get a text after he whipped out his phone to show me pictures of his apartment and his jacuzzi. And, like, really, I just thought he was bragging. But clear as day in the picture, his image in the window, when he's taking a picture of the jacuzzi out the door, you can see in the glass him naked.
Oh,
what?
That was definitely on purpose, right? Does that feel like that was on purpose, or do you think he didn't realize?
Totally.
He legit just wanted to show me his stuff on our first date at Burger King.
At Burger King.
No way.
I mean, it sounds pretty romantic to me. I don't see what the problem is.
No, Jeff, that is, like, rude.
Well, what? You weren't impressed?
I mean, it's a subtle junk pick, I guess, if you're going to do a junk pick on the first date.
Oh, my God.
I mean, after speaking with Chase, I feel like this could be something that he does by accident.
You think that?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? It sounds exactly what he would do, like, on purpose.
Well, let's bring Chase on the phone and ask him directly, because he's been listening on the other line this entire time. Rachel, we didn't tell you that.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I won't, Chase.
Rach, my girl.
Oh, no, he did
all right.
Not.
It was
like
it was on purpose.
What are you doing?
Chase, I didn't know that you were on the phone. But that was all true.
Oh.
I knew you were making up that text, though. I just knew it.
Did you know you were showing me a picture of your junk?
How do you not like the pic of the jacuzzi? It's a huge jacuzzi.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
you
God.
Can't call your junk the jacuzzi now, Chase. Mm-hmm. Okay? We all know what you're doing.
That's slick.
No, that's not what I'm doing. You guys think you know my game, but you guys are so wrong. No, that's not it.
Dude, unsolicited naked pictures, not cool, man.
I mean, I didn't even realize that,
to be honest.
Look, I knew it. I knew, Chase, you were a good guy. Honest mistake.
Yeah. Good guys always accidentally have big pics of their junk.
Yeah, and are always accidentally taking pictures in front of very reflective surfaces, totally butt naked.
Well, maybe the lighting was right at the time, and he couldn't wait.
Yeah, jeez.
Like I said, usually once I send that jacuzzi pic, it's a done deal.
Oh, that's why he sends it.
I mean, Rachel, don't you feel bad that you were accusing Chase?
You know what? Yeah, I do. We should totally go hook up on his friend's boat.
Oh!
All right.
No, I knew you had it in you, Rach.
No, she's kidding.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Chase. She is being sarcastic. Chase, I honestly think you need to apologize to her right now.
You want me to apologize for being so big?
No! No! That is not what I said.
I think we got bird's eye and panoramic views on the phone.
That's like a slap in the face to God. Like, that's disrespectful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Brooke.
Oh, my
why are you trying to slap God in the face right
oh
now?
Oh, my God.
This is why we can't hang out with you anymore, Brooke.
This dude. I am so... I'll apologize to Rachel. Rachel, I am sorry.
Yeah.
Look, time out. Hold on, Rach. Brooke, do you want to see the picture of the jacuzzi?
I don't.
Listen, Chase, I've seen plenty of jacuzzi pictures in my time, okay?
Not this one, honey.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what?
You can't handle your jacuzzi,
bro. Can handle all the jacuzzis, all right? I'm sure Rachel can, too. Rachel, do you need any more jacuzzis in your life from Chase?
God, no.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Before you start throwing around things like that, I need to ask you, Rachel, would you be willing to go see Chase's jacuzzi?
No.
We'll send you guys out on an official date, and we'll pay for it.
I can answer for her.
I mean, maybe this time we could go to, like, Wendy's and get a Frosty.
All right, look, Rach, you're really playing a joke on me. I know you want to come out with the Chase man. I know it.
Oh.
And, like, it might be a little... you know, a little scary since you're on the radio, but I know once we get off the radio, you're going to be calling me and you're going to want to come see the jacuzzi and everything.
Oh, my God.
Wow, she sounds hot. She's getting hot in there.
She sounds speechless.
Chase, I'm going to be honest with you right now and let you know that there is no part of me that wants any part of you or your jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you should just stop contacting me.
Oh,
don't tell me no.
Yeah.
And I will.
It's just mind-boggling to me.
Well, this is your first big no, Chase. And what you do with that is you just shut the chapter and move forward.
Yes.
You're done with Rachel.
Maybe learn something.
All right.
Man.
Well, if that's the case, Brooke, can I get your number?
What?
Yes.
All right. You guys let me know because Rach is bouncing on me. So Brooke sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. I'm very happy to be married right now.
Yeah.
You know what? I've heard them all, sweetie, and that does not stop me. It took you, what, about 15 minutes to tell me you were married?
No,
oh, she didn't say it first.
You are so gross.
She was hiding it.
Shut up, Jose.
You and your husband can join Chase in the jacuzzi all together. Now it's a party.
Tequila's on Chase. Let's go.
Yeah, buddy.